And it's even possible to do this experiment in an angle-resolved way so that you measure the dispersion relationship. So now, in an angle-resolved photoemission experiment, the photon comes in, and you know the angle at which it's coming in, so you know the momentum of the incoming photon. And then it sends out an electron, and you move this energy analyzer around, and you measure the momentum of the direction that the electron is going. So not just this energy, but you also move the detector around to collect information about how many electrons are coming out at different angles in this experiment. And from this, you can determine the k vector of the electron when it was in the metal in the plane. So the electron has a k vector, kx, ky, kz, but the information perpendicular to the plane gets lost because if the k vector perpendicular to the plane didn't change, it wouldn't come out of the metal. So the ones that come out of the metal, they have changed their energy in the perpendicular, in the normal direction to the metal, but they still have the same momentum they had when they were moving in the metal, and you can see that by analyzing the direction that the electrons come out. So here, this is a dispersion relationship, and it's turned sideways from how I usually plot them. So K is now vertical. You see the labels gamma, M, gamma, and here M and X, and this way is energy now. So the parabola that you would normally see in a dispersion curve is now this. And so using photo emission, you can measure the density of states. It's not an easy measurement, and it's not always the most accurate way to get experimental density of states, because you don't get very clear lines for the dispersion relationship, but it's probably the most direct experiment to determine the dispersion relationship.